Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, after two road stops with JR Home South Panthers, we catch them on the home court Friday night, trying to even things in Conference Indiana after that tough two-point loss last weekend at fifth-ranked Southport. Bounce back they did, though, Saturday with one of the better overall efforts of the season, trouncing Decatur Central. And now Game 7, Terre Haute North tomorrow night. This Panther club found its shooting eye the other night against D.C. Turnovers this season have been minimal, ball-sharing, 14 plus assist a game, unbelievable. The help side defense, the veteran Hall of Fame coach, really with no big complaints.
Well, you know, I really can't fault their efforts. You know, they played pretty well. And when we do what you just mentioned about sharing the ball and doing helping each other defensively, then we're a very competitive team. We have to do a lot of those small things better because we're not a dominating inside post presence team. And we don't get a whole lot of points from the post. And we either got to get them on rebounds before we slash to the basket and get a rebound, put it back in. Well, you know, we have three guys averaging double figures, you know, and Tucker and Hunter and Chance, and then Josh Hall is at eight. Get him to be more involved in the game a little bit with his offensive output. Philip Keem continues to get better over his medical problems. Basically, our bench has played great.
Well, Panther head basketball coach J.R. Holmes, Aaron Parker, by the way, has his JVs running along 6-0 going into that one tomorrow night. Elsewhere on Friday, mentioning Southport, they dropped three spots to eighth this week. They're hosting Bloomington North, Andy Hudson, IU Bound in time, Musa Jallo, and the rest of the Cougs, and Edgewood, Dave Mahurin's club, 3-2, playing at North Putnam. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. Panthers Patriots on the airwaves Friday at night. Little NFL football, yep, Thursday night, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, 8 o'clock pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
After conversation with coordinators Brian Knorr and Kevin Johns Tuesday night from Yogi's on Sports Talk, Hoosiers could be, well, getting some of the walking wounded back for the bowl game. That said, word from Durham, North Carolina Wednesday, the Blue Devils have lost first-team All-America redshirt senior safety Jeremy Cash. He had wrist surgery, so scratched the ACC's Defensive Player of the Year. Guy was in on over 100 tackles for the Blue Devils this season. Meanwhile, the impact of bowling. Here we are. And we all are proud of Coach Kevin Wilson. His staff and Hoosiers have accomplished to date work ethic off the charts, persevering big time, the sheer will to, something to hang your hat on. And what's it all mean? Speaks volumes. And his vice president, director of athletics at Indiana U, Fred Glass, was telling me the other night from Yogi's.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head there, Joe, about the kids. You know, these guys have fought so hard, especially these seniors.
But how big is this for IU athletics?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, on the one hand, you know, it's 6-6. You know, we're not a winning season yet. You know, one bowl game in a five-year tenure, you know, we would hope to have more. And, shoot, I think we were a bowl team at least two more of those years. I don't want to get too carried away and say this is the ultimate goal, because I think our best days are ahead of us in the Wilson era. But to get rewarded, to be bowl eligible, to have those extra practices, to have the chance to be a bowl champion, it's a big deal, because winning changes everything. It changes the perspective on everything.
Vice President, Director of Athletics Fred Glass. That department in the spotlight the other night was the Athletics Bowl Committee, chaired by Scott Dolson, Billy Ray Johnson, and Becky Panny. Scott Jornstad, along with Jeremy Gray, Chris Fowler, Matty White, Anthony Thompson. Job well done, folks. Cramming a lot of things to do in a relatively short period of time. I'm Joe Smith.